Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and we've got a special guest in the studio with us today, Dr. Mabel John, the first singing lady of Motown Records, and also station general manager Jay Curtis with us. Dr. John, welcome back to your home area.
Thank you. It's so good to be back.
Now, folks, some folks know you, some folks don't, because you were in a backup role in a lot of times, but you also were out front for a while. You were one of the Raylettes with Ray Charles and had your own career before and after the Raylettes, right?
Well, I had worked in show business 15 years before I started working with Ray Charles. And I became the director for the Ray Charles Raylettes and was his lead singer.
You sang kind of in Ray Charles's heyday, I guess, in the late 60s, early 70s, when Ray was really, really hot. Talk to me a little bit about the path that led you to Ray Charles. You started in Bastrop. Your father used to work at the paper mill there.
Yes, I was born in Bastrop. I was christened at a church in Bastrop. And at 3 months old, my family moved to, it was just three of us, me, my father and mother, we moved to Arkansas for 12 years and then on to Detroit.
Once you got to Detroit, you got into the music business, but I'm curious about...
Well, not that fast.
I'm curious about how you got there. Did you start singing in school or church, or how did you get involved?
Now, that's a story no one ever asked. We actually started. You see, when I was born here in Bastrop, the doctors had told my mother she would never be able to have children. So she prayed here in Bastrop that if God would give her a child, that she would give that child back to God. So she became pregnant here in Bastrop, and that was me. And, of course, that was only a month and a week after Ray Charles was born, because we're the same age. He's September 23rd, and I'm November the 3rd. So Ray Charles' heyday happened to be my heyday also. So it's kind of funny because I never auditioned or planned to work with Ray Charles. I worked on the same shows that he was on because during those years when we would do the big shows, which was 31 nighters across the country, and a lot of different artists would work together. And I was traveling with my brother, the late Little Willie John. And that's where I met Ray Charles.
Now, your brother, I want to mention him, a famous guy in his own right. Some folks out there may know some of his songs, right?
Well, I'm sure they would know Fever, even though they think that somebody else did it first, but it was his million seller first.
Your family was quite musical. I want to ask you about... You got involved with your career with different labels, a bunch of different labels throughout the years, and then moved on to Ray Charles. Talk to me about life on the road. Was there temptations? I watched an interview of you where you said that there were a lot of temptations on the road that trouble that folks could get into. And I know you were kind of one of the guiding folks that kind of tried to keep Ray Charles straight.
Well, some days he called me his mother because I was bossy, he said. And some days I was just his sister. And then other days I was taking care of the Raylettes. And that's what he enjoyed most of all because he knew that I was not going to allow anything to happen to those girls.
You're back in Bastrop, coming back to your roots here. I know you want to leave a legacy and get young folks involved in music and carry on in that in the same footsteps you did. Talk to me about what you're trying to do in Bastrop.
What I would like to do is go back to all of the things that my father and mother told me and taught me about Bastrop, because my parents loved Bastrop. Now, after my mother thought she would never have any other children, and I was the only child that they had that was born here in Bastrop. We moved on to Detroit, and my mother had 9 other children after I was born. So that was quite an opening. So my father thought, since there were so many of us, my mother and my father both played guitar and sang, but only in the house. No one ever heard them do anything but correct us outside the house. And my father taught us rhythm and different songs, and he would go into the kitchen and get my mother's cooking utensils. And he would imitate everything that we had seen at church. And he and my mother would give each one of us, the first 5 of us, our key that we were supposed to sing in. And we sang harmony, and we started everything right in my mother's kitchen until my brother decided, Willie decided, he wanted to make some money singing. And he told my father that he was not going to ever have any other job. And, of course, nobody believed him, and we didn't even know what he was talking about, but he found a way. But I was the one, being the oldest in the family, would put him out my bedroom window before my father would get home so he could go and sing somewhere.
Jay Curtis, general manager of KEDM, is with us. Jay, there are a bunch of events involving Dr. John this week that folks will be able to meet her and find out more. Tell me what's going on this Saturday.
The two big ones are this Saturday. We're partnering with the West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce and the Bastrop Visitor Center to host a couple of events in Bastrop. At 2 o'clock, we are celebrating Dr. John's 88th birthday at the Evans Business Center up in Bastrop. That's a free event. Everyone is invited. And then at 6:30 that night, we have a private screening of the film 20 Feet from Stardom. It's a Grammy and Academy Award winning film that Dr. John starred as herself, along with a couple of other folks who were just that close to the big stars like Ray Charles. And that's at 6:30, $15 for that screening, and tickets are available at westmonroechamber.org.
Dr. John, I know you're looking to get a foundation started and get back involved in the Bastrop community. What's coming in the future for Bastrop?
I'm looking for a property, not that I can lease or not that I can rent. I want all of us to own it, and I want to share educational experiences and events with the youth. And I have a lot of love for seniors. I didn't know that I was a senior citizen until about a month ago. My doctor reminded me that I was a senior citizen. I just knew I always loved citizens. You know, the older you get, the better I love you. So I want to do a lot of focusing on people 65 years old and older. I don't know how it feels to be a senior because I didn't know I was a senior. And then I want to have children, all of the children, from babies until they get to be 65. All of the help with education and character, help to build character in our young people and show them that you can do and be anything you want to and don't have to run from the police because what you're trying to do is illegal.
That's Dr. Mabel John. She's all over North Louisiana this week. Her 88th birthday celebration, 2 o'clock on Saturday at the Evans Business Center in Bastrop, and the screening of 20 Feet from Stardom. You'll have a chance to meet her. That's coming up Saturday night at 6:30. Thanks for being with us today.
I thank you for having me.